You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen.
Good morning. Welcome back to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio. I'm your host, Carol Morgan, and I'd like to recognize our show sponsor, Denham Marketing. This year, we're celebrating our 25th anniversary. At Denham Marketing, we work to make your marketing a comfortable fit. So give us a call if you need original content for social media, public relations, marketing campaigns, email marketing, or blogging. Well, this month, we are celebrating Women's History Month, and I am proud to welcome Michaela Boone, CFO with Terra Alma, to the show today. She is a woman making history in commercial real estate, and I cannot wait to hear what all she has to share with us. So welcome to the show, Michaela.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. Take a quick minute and tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Sure. So I'm Michaela Boone. I am a commercial real estate broker who specializes in retail leasing. So I consider myself a matchmaker between tenants and operators, specifically those who have a focus on either being local or really intentional about community placemaking. And so, yeah, I work with everyone from your local restaurant, someone who's regional, a local operator who wants to bring all these amazing tenants into their building, or a food hall.
I love everything you guys do. Is so exciting. You know, I guess along those lines, give us an overview of Terra Alma.
Sure. So Terra Alma, we say that we are rooted in soul. And Edie Weintraub, our founder, she is fantastic. She has so much experience in commercial real estate, but then found a gap where there wasn't a lot of emphasis on local operators, as specifically with tenant representation. And so she started Terra Alma in 2021. And really, I joined maybe like 3 months after she founded the company. And when I met her, she said, "I love all things people, food, and real estate." And I was coming from finance and I was like, "Oh, wow, this is amazing." And so she pulled me over. And ever since we joined, we've really just been targeting a lot of strong women in the industry, because obviously that's a gap as well, and making sure that we're putting people in the right places.
I love that. I always like to say that Terra Alma turns spaces into places.
Yeah, I love that too.
That's a good one. Well, you recently promoted to CFO, which makes sense with your deep background. Talk a little bit about how you approach financial strategy for Terra Alma, and you know, what are your primary responsibilities in that role?
So my primary responsibilities are to make sure that, A, our budget is sound, to look back at our prior year financials and see, hey, this is what we budgeted, this is where we actually ended up. Maybe there were some areas of improvements. Why were there any variances? And then try to figure out for 2024 what we want to do, how we're going to be able to afford that, but still be able to make sure that we're a profitable company that allows us to grow. We started off as two, and then we grew to three, and then four. And now that we've shed back to three, we're like, we have to be really intentional about how we grow.
Right.
There's a cost to having an agent. There's a cost also to make sure we're going to conferences and paying for lunches and networking. So we have to make sure that when we grow effectively, and that we're not just spending all of our money doing everything fun, because there's a lot of opportunities in this industry. But we can't do them all. And also specifically, we just moved into our office this week. So that's been really, really fun. Just making sure that we have a good environment for us to grow and have that culture really permeate throughout.
Yeah, I'm super excited. So I guess this is your third anniversary, right? Mm-hmm. So you guys have got new office space, and it's just, you know, phenomenal to see how much Terra Alma has grown, especially in an industry that's traditionally dominated by men. So talk a little bit about, you know, Terra Alma, your all-women team, and how that sets you apart in the commercial real estate industry and the advantages it gives you.
Yeah. We often say that, specifically because we work with a lot of restaurant tenants, when it comes to dining, obviously not for all households, but for most households, a lot of those decisions are made by women. And so you have this vantage point that allows you to really understand the nature of a community, how people are going to shop, what price points are going to be attractive. And it's just everything. Like when it comes to relationship making, a lot of our operators are also men. They have egos. Sometimes they need therapists. And so we are not so cutthroat of people that were just like business. We really, really wear multiple hats. Sometimes it's therapists, sometimes it's psychologists, sometimes we're massaging egos. Sometimes we have to kind of put on our like crowns and really start getting a little bit more cutthroat when we negotiate. So I think what's beautiful about being all women is that we really do see things from multiple angles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Well, Tara Alma does a great job with mentorship as well and promoting diversity within the real estate sector. Speak a little bit to that and, you know, mentorship of not just mentoring new people who come on board to the Tara Alma team, but how you mentor your clients as well.
Yeah. I mean, it really, we do it all. So in terms of mentoring our clients, because we're not afraid to take on someone who has just a really great idea and financial backing, we can sometimes come in from step one. Like when they say like A to Z, we are literally A to Z. I've had operators who literally don't even have a business plan yet. And so we'll take them in. I'll say, okay, well, this is your first step. You have to show me you're committed. And they give me a business plan. I'll review the business plan, ask them questions. Then we move on to the next step. Okay, build out your projections. What does that look like? Obviously, given my financial background, I'm able to kind of give them a little bit more nuanced information to kind of help them. But also, let's say that someone needs a GM or they need menu design. We will literally connect our operators to whoever they need to be connected to. And it's just literally, we always say, like, we're kind of your real estate development team. So don't view us as just your broker, because we're really in this for the long haul. And so we will develop them along any stage. If they need someone for permit expediting, if they need a GC, if they need an attorney, just everything. We make sure that when you really work with us, there's a difference that you can see compared to others, our peers in the industry. Mm. And then from an internal perspective, Anna, our third person on our team, she came from residential. And obviously residential real estate and commercial real estate are super, super different. And we're really hands-on. For the first, I want to say 2 or 3 months of her joining Tara Alma, she was at my house every single day, just listening to me, like figuring out how I work, getting in the car with Edie, driving the markets. We're really devoted to making sure that once we identify talent that is promising, that we develop them so that they can be rock stars really within 90 days.
Yeah, it's a really great immersive program, and it's a win-win for everybody involved, because they get to know how you work and get to know the culture of Tara Alma while getting to know the clients and the city and, you know, how it all works. I just love the way you guys do that, the way you gals do that.
Crafting the perfect marketing strategy is like constructing the perfect pair of jeans. You need all the right components and expertise. Unlike trying on a dressing room full of jeans, denim marketing makes the process painless and easy. Denim marketing is the market leader in creating quality, original content for home builders, developers, remodelers, and others in the industry. Call 770-383-3360 or email Carol at denimmarketing.com to find out how denim marketing can be a comfortable fit for your social media, public relations, marketing campaigns, email marketing, blogs, and other marketing needs.
We'll talk about some of the projects that you're working on now that excite you.
Sure. So I just finished up Haladam Eatery, which is expected to open next month in April. And that honestly was the most rewarding project that I have ever worked on. This is a food hall, 13,000 square feet in Southeast Atlanta, specifically the Woodland Hills community. And you have such a strong population of families, couples, singles that have no food. It's not a food desert because there are grocery stores, but in terms of dining outside of fast food, there are so few options. And this opportunity has allowed me to go into the community at festivals. I went to the Benteen Park Festival to say, hey, we're Haladam, we're coming to serve you. And the amount of people that would just come up so excited, like, when are you opening? I'm like, we got 6 more months. But it was just really, really awesome because we're able to serve a community that is strong, but just needs resources. And then on the flip side, from the operator standpoint, really, when you look at all 11 vendors, because we're fully leased already, every single person has a fantastic story. I almost want to say, if not all, like 90% of the vendors are minorities of some sort. And it's just amazing. You have a songwriter who had a grandmother who was a coffee farmer in Jamaica, who now, you know, took some time to basically create her own coffee brand. And now she's has these amazing ideas, like her beet juice is called Beat It, like Michael Jackson. So she's able to fuse two worlds. And this is her first time being an operator. Then you have like the operators from Zocalo, who this is their third concept and they're super experienced. So you're really just giving everyone an opportunity, from the newbie to the vet, that's just going to come in and create like a really immersive, dynamic culture. I'm so excited about it.
That is so cool. And your new office is at Hallidom, correct?
And we're upstairs. So I'm really excited about that, because there's just so much great food. We did all the tastings. And I can honestly say I'm nervous that I'm going to have to start going on some real walks during lunch.
Might be a little bit of a lifestyle change, huh? Well, speaking of lifestyle change, you are a new mom. Congratulations. Talk a little bit about how you're balancing motherhood with work and all the demands of commercial real estate.
Woo, that's a great question. I can honestly say that it is a juggle more than it is a balance. You know, I can't say that I wake up every day not feeling exhausted, because I do. I really describe it as shifts. So I have my morning shift with my son where we're getting him ready for the day. And then I have my work shift where, like, 9 to 5, I'm really serious, I'm really focused, and I try to really minimize distractions. So once I get home, I really do try to be in like mommy and wife mode to make sure I'm taking care of the family. And we just honestly have a very strong village. My husband is extremely supportive. Like, we are probably like 50-50 in parenthood. And so I know that can be something that often is overlooked, but I have a strong village. My mother, my mother-in-law, my friends are fantastic. We have a ton of babysitter friends, like 10 of them. So yeah, I mean, motherhood is definitely difficult though. I'm very tired, and I try to get some sleep on the weekends.
Sleep is a good thing. So yeah, so you need to talk to that baby and say, you know, sleep.
Yeah.
So, well, talk about some of the next big goals for Terra Alma. You know, what's next? Do you all have any plans for how you're going to make your next big impact in the commercial real estate sector?
Yeah. So Terra Alma, and I don't want to give away too many goodies, so I probably should have checked with Edu what goodies I can't, but we're always looking for ways to evolve and adapt. And so a big thing for us was the office, so that we could grow strategically for the fourth person to join our team. But also we try to dabble in different parts of the market. So we're going to a development conference this month in March, just to learn more about, you know, what are the developers seeing? How are they developing? What are the certain types of trends? I'm actually in a ULI course just to learn more about the financials behind developing. We have a super strong passion for acquiring somewhere downtown in a small local, not this downtown Atlanta, but a local greater Atlanta downtown, to acquire some buildings and put some tenants in there to create a more walkable environment in some populations that don't already have that. And so we're definitely going to be looking into doing some acquiring, some underwriting, maybe long-term some development. But overall, we're really agile, and we like to just kind of go with what our feelings is in terms of the individual agent. We've also considered doing some business brokerage. So it just really depends on the timing and the appetite and our capacity. But we're always looking to grow in every way possible that makes sense and fits our mission.
That's super exciting. Anything else you want to share with our audience before we wrap up?
Sure. Well, what I'd like to say, in terms of anyone who has a real heart and a passion for serving and wants to make a difference in terms of building out the Atlanta community, we are absolutely going to be looking to grow our team in the next couple of months. And we prefer you to have some experience, but if you do not have commercial real estate experience, at least be extremely hungry, hardworking, and passionate. And we'd love to chat with you.
That is fantastic. What a great opportunity for someone. With that, let our listeners know where they can get more information on you and Terra Alma.
Sure. So you can find us at our website, terraalma.com, as well as our Instagram. It's pretty straightforward, @terraalma_. And if you want to get in touch with me specifically, it's my first name.last name @terraalma.com.
Perfect. Well, this is a wrap of this week's Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio. I want to thank Michaela Boone, CFO with Terra Alma, for joining me in studio today. On behalf of our show sponsor, Denham Marketing, I'm your host, Carol Morgan. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. If you like today's show, there's lots of opportunities to interact with Atlanta Real Estate Forum. You can follow us on Facebook for lots of Metro Atlanta news, sign up for our newsletter at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com, or listen to all of our weekly podcasts by signing up and subscribing for free on iTunes, Stitcher, or Spotify. If you'd like to be on this podcast, shoot me an email at carol@denimmarketing.com and let me know what you'd like to chat with me about. With that, I look forward to seeing everyone right here again next week.
Today's episode was made possible by Denim Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denim Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denim Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@AtlantaRealEstateForum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening. And we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.